what we're hearing is later this evening, high winds starting around 10 p.m. and going through tomorrow until around 5 or 6 p.m. I've seen a couple of different predictions in terms of the kind of rainfall we're expecting, anywhere from 1 inch today to 3 to 4 inches tomorrow, the potential for around 6 inches as well because we're in the higher elevations. But the good news to me is that the prediction is over a 48-hour period, which means that it's a very different outlook than what we experienced with Irene last year, which was a huge amount of rain in some parts of our community, up to 14 and a half or 21 inches in about 6 hours. So this is a very different storm. Does not mean we're not getting prepared, however, but that's what we're hearing.
What are the preparations thus far?
Well, basically, we're recreating our communications team that we had set up, but it took about, I think, a week or 10 days to set up after Irene. You know, just kind of getting our ducks in order in terms of the chain of command. We have two incorporated villages, which are Margaretville and Fleischmann's. So we've got a meeting later today to discuss how we can best support one another, how the communication chain is going to work with the team, which is going to feed into our now official Facebook page for Middletown, because everyone seems to live on Facebook, as well as updating and keeping our emergency subsite on our Middletown website up to date and current with what's going on and what people need to know. Because part of, you know, the main thing about the communication piece is just to keep people safe, keep them in their homes if that's what's necessary, and also keep them informed so that the rumor mill doesn't kind of take over and exacerbate people's anxiety.
What's the greatest area of concern? Is it power outages or people traveling on the roads?
I think power outages. And, you know, this is somewhat ironic, but for us, the worst thing would be to have any kind of high water event again. So I think our greatest concern is that we get through this event without any flooding. You know, that's our greatest concern. But right now, realistically, it looks like we'll be facing some power outages. I still hope not, but we'll see. It looks like, to me, looking at the radar, but of course I'm no expert, it looks like it's going to be west and south of us, but we don't know. Storms like this are very unpredictable.
Did last year's experience with Irene, do you think, was it a run-through in terms of this type of event? And do you expect that these types of events will continue now that we've had 2 years with these large storms and now this second one in October?
I certainly hope not, but they seem to be more frequent, whether you're a person who agrees with the theory around global warming or not. There have been increases steadily over the last decade of the kind and amount of rainfall and storms that we are getting, particularly in the eastern part of the Catskills. And we need, as municipalities and myself as a municipal leader, to take that into account whenever we're doing any kind of emergency planning.
Are you hearing from state officials as far as any assistance that might be given?
We have been, and we've been hearing, you know, Delaware County has a really great emergency operations center in Delhi with Rich Bell as the head, and they've been giving us regular updates on the weather, on the predictions, and what preparations are happening from the state that are going to be available to us as needed.
For people who live near running water, even small streams or
which is just about everybody,
what are they being advised to do as far as if the rain comes down as heavily as it did last year?
I don't think there's any chance that that's going to happen. I mean, the main thing that we're advising people to do actually is to store any lawn, furniture, outdoor equipment, construction debris, garbage cans, everything like that needs to either be lashed down or put away in a secure storage space because of the high winds. And we're also really telling people that overnight and into tomorrow they need to stay home. They need to be aware of what high winds can do and to prepare appropriately for a power outage that could be anywhere from 2 to 4 days, depending on, you know, what happens. It's so unpredictable, but, you know, storing up water, having the things that you need, propane generators, all of those things need to be in order. So in terms of what could happen potentially for water, we don't think that's going to happen, but it is something that's always a concern because flooding is the number one disaster that happens in Delaware County.